No, Todd, what is...
Hello, Todd.
You have a question?
Yes, I have a question from... Well, I had it going on for a few days, but I can't get it to word it well because you say chitta,
yeah,
and then I heard you say heart,
yeah,
and then I heard you say mind, and then I got confused because I thought the chitta was the heart. When people say heart, they mean chitta.
You have to use the chitta and heart can be used in the
when you say heart, you also mean chitta. When you say chitta, you mean okay.
Yeah. It can be used in both ways. Yeah. But normally, when I talk about the heart only, yeah, in Thai, it's called chitta, so chitta heart. Yeah. Oh, that's how they do it correctly. When I talk about the heart, when I talk more about the emotion aspect, yeah? And when I talk about more about the rational aspect of the chitta, yeah? So the emotional part is within the chitta and the rational part is within the chitta. Because we use mind and heart normally in the West, you know, because when we say heart, you know, it's a passionate feeling, you know, it's the emotional thing, you know, when you talk mind, it's the rational thing. It's only aspect of the chitta.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes I just say heart and mind. It can be interchangeable. Yeah.
Okay, then my question is it that the stuff keeps coming up,
yeah,
over and over and over, even if you have the sati to see it and see it and see it, that the stuff will keep coming up because the heart truly doesn't understand that it stops making stuff up over and over?
Yes, that is certainly true if you observe it and don't go to the root cause of it.
And you don't go to the root cause of it, that it just goes on.
Yeah.
Like the triggers...
Yeah. That is the problem, that this body turns around and turns around and turns around and doesn't stop there. Yeah?
Mm.
And so it is with our life. Yeah? That, but what is happening, you know, if you consistently catch it, that you don't pay any interest to these thoughts or memories that are coming, there will be less and less and less coming.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because the kilesas, now they can't trick you with it. That's why they need to find something new, something exciting where they can trick you with, you know, in the new process. But if you consistently, you know, I mean, always return back and say, yeah, sometimes I will sit in that room and say, yeah? And then, you know, it stops, you know, it becomes quiet for a while and there's nothing coming back. But then, you know, suddenly something pops and you're fooled again, yeah? And this is something, you know, you have to see, okay, you fooled me. Go back to the Buddha or go back to the
And you know that, I don't know if, I don't think it's samadhi, but it's definitely nothing is happening. It's just
yeah,
like a very raw experience of the
yeah,
input.
Yeah, pure experience, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's just a present moment where things are happening, but we are not interested in what is happening.
Hmm.
Because that interest pulls you out. But you know that things are happening. This is something, this barrier is something very difficult for us to decide. Because normally we live in our thoughts, you know, whenever we put a label on them, it just seems to be real, yeah? But before we put a label on them, knowing is already known.
Don't fully get that, but okay, I'll keep practicing.
Yeah, keep practicing, and the more you get quiet, yeah, the more nothing is going on, yeah? Then see, you know, there's still thoughts in the background. Yeah?
There is this like underlying, I don't know if it's boredom, but rest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very underlying, like invisible
yeah,
wall or something.
Then you have to feel, yeah. If you see this boredom, go into the boredom, yeah. Be interested in this boredom or be interested in this restlessness. because if you show interest in boredom, I mean, boredom and misery is the opposite. So the boredom disappears.
And what happens if the boredom, if you go past that boredom, like if you become...
Then your concentration becomes much more strong. It's the same as restlessness. Restlessness means you cannot concentrate on one point. The mind is all over the place. There's so many things that you can... I mean, it is, you know, it is like, you know, I mean, we are scientists, you know, and look at all these things, you know, I mean, because we want to know. And this want to know is the interest. It keeps us at one point, and it keeps us always, you know, going down the right path.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.